And now, a Rob Brown Lowdown, only on the Fan Upstate.
Again, you will notice, why Brandon got to be up in here taking pot shots this early. It is 6:06 in the morning, sir. Dropping a chat in the stream that says, how about those Saints? Yeah, I've been telling you all damn year. You're not offending me, Brandon. You're not insulting me. I watched some of that game, too. It's the first game in a hot minute. I turned it off in the fourth quarter. I didn't care. I'm like, nope. Had a great weekend with the lady friend. Had some family stuff we had to knock out. And then we went out into the woods and did a little camping this weekend. Listened to all the sports via the radio, which was a ball, by the way. I went home yesterday. Got home right in time for the 1 o'clock kicks. Enjoy the 1 o'clock kicks. And then at, about 6 o'clock, I was like, yeah, you know what? This, I'm out. Have a great rest of the run, New Orleans. Have a great rest of the run. I'm at the point now. So I'm coming back to South Carolina. Stick with me here. I'm going to come back to the Gamecocks, but there's something else I like to talk about more, and that's me. Going full T.O. on this. I love me some me. So, am I a bad fan? If this Sunday afternoon in Charlotte, North Carolina, my New Orleans Saints visit to take on the Carolina Panthers, I'm not convinced we can win that football game. To the point that, despite having tickets, despite having parking passes, despite having every convenience of modern life available to me, and because I like my job, all of them free, I still might not go. My own team is playing 2 hours up the road, and I may not go because bleep that.
Yeah, but Rob, get a chance to hang out with Rashad.
That is true. I have been telling Rashad for like
you have, year. And I'm sure he's looking forward to it.
Yeah, but what happens if I'm hanging out with Rashad Beard and the Cats get win number 2 over my garbage ass football team?
Here's the thing. This should be a competitive game because they're both equally bad, so we don't know who's going to win. Don't you want to go see a good game?
Yes, or I want to go see a good game.
Or
there ain't going to be a good game played in Charlotte this weekend.
Or a game that's such a mess it's entertaining. Because those kind of games do happen.
This is going to be watching a football game the way that watching like Weekend Update on SNL is watching a news show. Is it kinda like it's kinda that it has the loose. It has a concept of a football game. It's like a very loose definition of what that is. Do I want to put 2 hours and 500 or 600 miles on the tires of my vehicle to drag me and the lady friend up to Charlotte on a Sunday afternoon to watch my football team stink against a football team that also stinks? Is that a waste of time?
Here's what you should do is swing on by the Ren Fair before you go over there. Then you have a real reason to go to.
Bro, I may just rather go to the Ren Fair. If I'm going to watch, like if I'm going to go hate watch something, that's not even hate watch. If I'm going to go watch somebody get their ass kicked, it might as well be like a medieval knight in a jousting contest, not my garbage ass football team. We're so bad, even Spence Rat Daddy Rattler can't save us right now. Just absolute booty cheeks out of my team right now. Am I a bad fan? And I haven't made a decision yet, and I'm not going to make a decision. It's Monday. Game's not till Sunday. But am I going to be a bad fan if I wake up Sunday and the lady friend says, are we ready to go to Charlotte? And I go, no, I'm not. I'm not ready.
You haven't been to any games this year, right?
I have actually not been to any football games this year. That is correct.
And you have the opportunity to do all that. You're going to go.
I don't know, dog. Like, I'm not even, okay, I'm going to pull the jokes down. This is serious, Rob Brown. I don't know if I want to go. I'm not saying I am not going. And realistically speaking, the likelihood, the tickets are already in hand. The parking passes are already in hand. I don't have to fight. Like, the only thing I got to do is fight traffic. I got a parking pass in the garage connected to the stadium or like right across from the stadium. The tickets are already in hand. Like, everything is done with the exception of the drive up. And yet, even with all that done, I'm like, I have one day off a week because I do a 4-hour show on Saturdays. I also work multiple hockey games a week. Like, I've got this show. I've got all the work we got to do after the show's over. I got hockey. I got the Saturday show. Triumph are in the playoffs, so I got another Triumph game to go to, at least one more at the house. I got all this stuff to do. I have one day to sit on my couch and not wear pants. I got one day to sit at home with the wife and just enjoy my life. not working. One day, 24 hours, where I don't have to do a damn thing. Do I want to sacrifice that to drive to New Orleans to watch Dennis Allen?
You're not driving to New Orleans, you're driving.
Excuse me, Charlotte.
Yeah. There's a, because New Orleans, that's a little bit further drive.
Oh. I want you to know where I am right now.
I'm not sure you know where you are right now.
After week two, remember when the Saints were good for like 2 weeks? Remember that? Remember when Derek Carr and the gang were putting 40 spots up on the field? Remember when we went to Dallas and put, what, we put 41 on them, 47 on Carolina in week one? Do you remember? At that point, the lady friend and I were that was leading up to the wedding. The lady friend and I were having a conversation, and this was pre the wedding, and we were trying to figure out what the honeymoon plan was going to be. All right, there's a point to this story. Stick with me. We were trying to figure out what the honeymoon plan was going to be, and I said, what if we go to we're going to be in St. Augustine. What if we pop on over to Disney World? What if we pop on over to Epcot? It's food and wine fest, and on my list of favorite things, food and wine are like two of them. So what if we pop on over to Epcot? And she said, that's a possibility. I don't know though. I don't know how it's, you know, we'll see how we feel. That's going to be a long week. Are we going to want to go through all the stress and chaos of the wedding and then go jump into friggin' Disney World? And I was like, all right, well, back burner. I said, but you know, I really want to go to Star Wars Land, and we're going to be ever so close. Rob wants to, because he's a gigantic nerd. Rob wants to go drop like $300 to build his own customized, personalized lightsaber. And I think that's an understandable decision if we're keeping it a buck. So I said, I want to go to Star Wars Land. I want to build my own lightsaber. I want to go through the Jedi Academy. I want to do all this stuff. And she said, well, you do turn 40 next year. She said, if we don't make it now, what if we go down there next February for your birthday? And I said, I accept. She said, there's only one reason we wouldn't go. And I said, why? And she said, if the Saints make the Super Bowl, because she's converted. I've won her over. All right. She is buying her own Saints memorabilia on Amazon now. Got herself a new hoodie for the weekend.
Oh,
immediately
no.
Took it right back off.
You guys have only been married a couple months and you're already wearing matching clothes?
We're bleeding over.
Oh, no.
We're bleeding
over.
We're there. Dude, we're goofy as hell. We've been doing that since the beginning. So she said, the only way that we don't go there for your birthday is if the Saints go to the Super Bowl, in which case I will figure out a way for us to afford Super Bowl tickets. And I said, that's why I married you. I accept. Remember that when we were being considered, not by me, but by like the talking heads on the big channels, and they were going, these Saints are legitimate. These Saints are good. These Saints ain't a joke anymore. Dennis Allen's figured it out. Remember that? And remember how we have not won a football game since then?
Yeah, I don't remember. That all sounds like fiction to me.
Because it was two friggin' months ago. This is unbelievable. This is unbelievable. So you can come up in here with your jokes there, Brandon. All right? Trust me, nobody appreciates you more than me showing up at 6:06 in the morning and being like, watch this. I'm going to set him off. Tank the whole segment, by the way. Good job, Brandon. Tank the whole segment.
No, Brandon, he was going to do this eventually anyway. So it's good to get it out of the way.
Shows up 6:06 in the morning, goes, watch this. I'm going to ruin his day before it starts. Nailed it. So am I a bad fan because I hate my hate? I am actively not like I'm bummed out about the season. Not like, oh, well, this isn't going the way I'd hoped it would. No. I actively dislike my football team. I feel like an Eagles fan right now. They showed the game. The game's on the TV. It's like fourth quarter. The LA Chargers, the rebuild are just dog walking our asses up and down the field. And they, at one point they turn the camera and they're like, here's Dennis Allen trying to make, and I'm like, don't bleep Dennis Allen and everyone on his coaching staff except Clint Kubiak. And I'll tell you my, none of you care about this. I don't care. You're my therapist right now. All right. You're just going to have to deal with it for a few more seconds and then go to, I have bought all in. I've got a friend of mine down in New Orleans who covers the Saints, like in locker room reporter for the Saints. And he and I text back and forth. And I said, like 2 weeks ago, I was like, bro, what the hell is happening? And he said, do you want the reporter answer or do you want my answer that I don't want to be quoted for saying? And I said, yes. And he said,
well, you're about to quote him though.
I'm not going to say his name.
Okay. All right.
I'm not going to say his name. I'm not going to tell you who it was. Just please know that if you are a Saints fan, you know this person. Okay. That's all I'm going to say. So he said, the reporter answer is the Saints have been remarkably unlucky when it comes to injuries at key positions to two players. And it has thrown the long-term chemistry off because, you know, you're missing two or three pieces here and you might get one back the next week, but then you lose this guy and you got this guy and you got this guy and you got this guy, and, you know, yada, yada, yada. It's just, it's been remarkably unlucky, and they have not been able to adapt. And I said, okay, what's your answer? What's the answer you don't want me to tell people I got it from you? And he said, after 2 weeks when the Saints were putting up 40 spots back-to-back and everybody said, oh, this team's real, Dennis Allen got his feelings hurt that everybody was giving credit to Clint Kubiak, so he stepped up and he took over everything. He basically said, hey, Kubes, this is what we do now. We don't do it your way. We do it this way.
Sounds like an excuse. It really does.
You think it's an excuse when the head coach goes to an offensive coordinator and goes, I am in charge now?
I wasn't there, so, and neither were you. It sounds like an excuse for a team.
He was.
It sounds like an excuse for a team that's not that's doing poorly.
Yes,
it really does.
Lonzo, when a team's doing poorly, there's a reason, and the reason is what we talk about, and the reason here is that I got an egomaniac of a head coach with a less than 33% career winning percentage who's out there telling the one guy in the building who's actually good at his job, I'm taking your responsibilities away, and would you look at that, all of a sudden we can't score 7 points.
Are you changing the rat daddy off of your, have you removed that yet?
I changed it, but only because I had to get
Wait.
I have a very good reason for it. I changed it not because of Rat Daddy. I changed it Saturday because I had Steve Garvey on my show on Saturday, and I needed a picture of a screenshot of the screen with me interviewing Steve Garvey, a 10-time Major League Baseball All-Star and World Series champion.
You benched the name just like the player.
I did what?
You benched the name.
No, I didn't.
Just like the player.
I didn't do anything. Again, Dennis Allen, you suck at your job. On site, bro.
The Rob Brown Show. Get robbed at thefanupstate.com.